Consumer demand for local, sustainable food is intensifying in Washtenaw County. You can see it in the growth of farmers markets and efforts to provide more options for healthy and local choices. Good morning, I'm David Fair, and this is Issues of the Environment. It's a regular Wednesday feature during Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU. One of the options for consumers is Lunasa Market. Lunasa Market is an online food co-op. Customers make their orders through the website at lunasa.us Thursday through Sundays, then pick up their food at the Washtenaw Food Hub the following Tuesday. Our guest for Issues of the Environment today is Jane Pacheco, who is co-founder of Lunasa Market. How are you?
I'm great, thank you.
Well, as we explore exactly how significant local foods and the local foods movement has become in Washtenaw County, what has been your experience over the past few years?
My experience has been fabulous with local food. I actually grew up here and had a firsthand knowledge of local food in a lot of ways. My parents weren't farmers, but we did buy food locally. We were involved in buying clubs and co-ops, and we had a garden. So that was my background in local food. I went to U of M, and I moved away. When I moved back to Michigan about 9 years ago now, I wanted to reconnect with local food and local food buying, and was pleasantly surprised at the plethora of options available at that point. However, I found that it was sometimes difficult to get as many things on a consistent sort of frequent basis as I was hoping to purchase, and in an affordable way.
Yeah, you'd have to run from place to place and farm to farm to get everything you needed.
In a lot of cases, yes. I mean, it's changed a lot in the last couple of years. In Ann Arbor, we have the great distinction of being one of those cities that cares a lot about what they eat, and we have lots of great options. Unfortunately, sometimes out in the western Washtenaw and outer reaches of our county, there are, you know, less convenient options.
Well, now you've established this online food co-op where people can make the orders online, pick them up at the Washtenaw Food Hub. So you've kind of centralized and created this clearinghouse of local foods and more sustainable foods and healthier food choices. How many producers are affiliated with the Lunasa Market at this point?
Well, at any given time, we are working with between 30 and 40 local producers. They range from farmers to bakers to jam makers to, you know, fermentation experts. They're really what I like to call kind of the best of the best. We have a very high standard at Lunasa, and the story is as important as the product, obviously. We were talking about how we kind of what kind of criteria do we have at Lunasa for the producers. And one of the things that is most important to me is an on-site visit. We visit the producer and actually kind of just talk about their background, their history, their practices, but also, you know, learn that these people are very passionate about what they do. This is their livelihood. This is their gift to the world. And, you know, the stories are just amazing.
So it's beyond just the food. It's the relationships. It's the sense of community that goes into this.
It is.
And to go back to quality control for a moment, what criteria is there? Does it have to be organic? Can pesticides be used on any occasion? What makes it acceptable for a producer to get into and become a producer for the Lunasa Market?
Sure. The certification process is tricky. As your listenership knows, there are lots of things that aren't as they seem to be. So what we do with Lunasa producers is we ask them to tell us how their things were grown, what their philosophies are in terms of raising their animals and things of that nature. We're looking for, you know, the most natural products, but sometimes that is beyond organic. A lot of producers these days are leery of, the certification just for certification's sake. So what we ask for as a Lunasa producer is that they're as natural as possible, and that means, you know, no synthetic pesticides or herbicides. We're looking for, you know, pastured animals, free-range eggs, you know, things of that nature.
Truly, a healthier choice.
Healthier choices, but also, you know, let the consumer know exactly how these things are grown. So the producers are able to have all of their profile information online. And as consumers are making decisions, they get to see what the ingredients are, what their growing practices are. If they are beyond organic or not certified, well, what does that mean? And they have an opportunity to explain that on an online format.
You're listening to Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and today we're talking with Jane Pacheco. She is the founder of Lunasa Market. We're discussing local and sustainable foods and our ability to access healthier food choices. Now, food is very much something that is to be experienced. It's experiential. I know that things like Bonacera have popped up in Ann Arbor and been of tremendous success, where you go to get to experience this local, sustainable, healthy food choices, and you get to experience relationships with people you might not have otherwise met. Are there all sorts of experiences like that available locally?
There are. It's just an amazing community for that sort of experience. You don't have to scratch the surface very, very far to find something in probably your own neighborhood even. Personally, myself, I've been involved in just, half a dozen different things in the last couple of years, including, once a month cooking clubs and, tasting groups, supper clubs. It's there for the asking.
Well, let me ask you this. If I choose this route and I want to become a fully participating member of Lunasa Market, by choosing this route, how am I as a customer impacting the environment?
In a multitude of ways. First of all, food is very, the health of our food directly affects the health of our people and our environment, the health of our soil, the health of our economy. Your decisions, I think making, food decisions is something that that happens on a daily basis. I'm not sure if there are any decisions you make more frequently than what you put in your mouth, what you feed your friends, your family, your loved ones. And by choosing, healthy local foods, you're affecting your environment in more ways than you can count, really.
As popular as it is locally and as much as it is growing throughout the nation, this local foods movement, there is still the majority of the population that doesn't even know it exists. So how do we change the public attitudes and public behaviors to more direct people in this area?
Good question. I would start with, very basic education. And I know that there's just dozens of people out there right now that are working in this field and working on education. It needs to be easy. It needs to be convenient. It needs to be, I don't want to say fun, but definitely affordable and easy. And people need to know about it. So we need to talk about it with our neighbors. We need to encourage, people to prioritize their food choices and have, conversation in a way that, people can understand that it doesn't have to be this all or nothing prospect, that they can make, one choice, pick your favorite food, try to have that be something that you buy locally. If it's not a favorite food, then pick a meal. Say you're going to make breakfast, or you're going to have, Wednesday be your local food day. And we can start in small ways, and you'll pretty soon realize how many fabulous things that can come from those small decisions. And before you know it, you'll be a local foodie.
Well, and as we become local foodies, can this behavioral pattern be enough to make the large industrial and corporate farms reconsider the manner in which they do business?
Absolutely. Without a doubt, it's a small group of committed people can make a big difference.
So can the small farmer once again gain traction and become one of the primary engines in the agricultural community and economy?
I think here in Michigan we have a very unique set of circumstances. We have all sorts of diversity in our agricultural product. We're set to, second only to California in variety of produce. We have the talent, we have the ingenuity, we have the resources. And we definitely have the people that have the passion for this type of work.
As you do, and I thank you for your time today.
Great. Thank you very much.
That is Jane Pacheco. She is founder of Lunasa Market. You can find out more information at www.lunasa.us. I'm David Fair, and we thank you for joining us for this week's installment of Issues of the Environment. It's a regular feature each Wednesday during Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU.